I've got Max Hitchens on the line, who's a writer of ebooks like How to Develop a Memory Like an Elephant, but we know him for all things Melbourne Cup. Good morning, mate.
Hello. Thank you for having me on your program.
We've got to talk a few things about Melbourne Cup because you know a lot of stats, and I thought we could kind of go through a few of them, give people an idea of who they could potentially be putting their money on today. How often does a favourite actually win the Melbourne Cup?
22% of the time, favourites have won over 166 years. That's not fantastic. It's not bad. gives you some idea.
It's definitely not a favourite statistic.
Well, who knows? But there's all sorts of numbers I like playing with. The last 8-year-old to win the Melbourne Cup was in 1938. And that was a horse called Catalogue. And the time before that for an 8-year-old one was in 1885.
Jeez.
So you might want to balk at backing 8-year-olds. Yeah. That's a bit of a problem because there are 3 8-year-olds in the race.
Yeah.
Be aware of that.
I
can rattle off these stats.
What about gate positioning? What's the worst gate to have in statistic-wise for the Melbourne Cup?
I guess always the worst gate is the widest gate, although horses have won from the widest gate. But 5 and 11 are the luckiest barriers,
mm-hmm.
and the luckiest saddle cloths are 4 and 12.
Oh.
But the barrier you don't want to draw is barrier 18.
Okay.
And barrier 18, no horse has ever won from barrier 18.
I'm a bit of a believer that like stats like this are meant to be broken.
Absolutely.
And as soon as it does, then we can stop talking about it. So I'm the idiot that will put money on number 18, on barrier 18.
Well, do that. By all means, do that.
Well, mate, thanks for a few little stats there. Hopefully it helps people get a bit of an idea on which horse to back for this Melbourne Cup. And have yourself a great time there, mate.
Mate, can I suggest your listeners might want to go to our website at pickthecupwinner.com.au and you can download for free the system that I've developed over a period of time. It's there. You can download it.
Excellent, mate. Well, thanks for the chat today.
Thanks, Alan.